You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. It's Tuesday, April 26th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch held his pre-draft press conference on Monday, and as you might imagine, the elephant in the room, wide receiver Deebo Samuel and his rather public trade request was a topic of conversation.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Deebo. You put yourself through the exercises of, you know, you, even though we don't have a first round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player. I mean, you think of 2019, the 36th pick, to come up with someone like Deebo who, you know, to me, has just been a game-changing player for our franchise. You know, I've told Deebo this. I think he's the perfect illustration. Herm Edwards used to talk about when will meets skill, you've got the opportunity to be special. And I think Deebo probably embodies that as much as anyone. He's got tremendous will. He's a very talented player. I think by virtue of the way he plays, it's inspiring. And so to me, that entails leadership. You know, do you make people around you better? He checks that box. He's a great teammate. And, you know, I think of things like prior to games, I get out there and he's always throwing the ball with the fans. I think he's been a great member of our community. So we've got nothing but love for him and nothing but appreciation for what he's bought. But you just don't let guys like that walk. So, you know, I can't envision a scenario where we would.
So the 49ers maintain that they do not want to trade Samuel unless they get, and I quote, a king's ransom in return for his services. The 26-year-old is currently under contract in San Francisco through the 2022 season. Other notes from Lynch. The GM announced the team exercised the fifth-year option on defensive end Nick Bosa. That seems like a no-brainer. Lynch sounded optimistic that an extension is possible at any time in the foreseeable future. Lynch also sees a scenario in which quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo remains on the roster for 2022, though the team is ready to see what now second-year quarterback Trey Lance can do. And finally, some fashion news for the 49ers. Back like it never left after five seasons, the 49ers' standard home and away jersey sleeves will again feature three white stripes. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold these new unis back. The Carolina Panthers are not expected to trade for Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield prior to the first round of the NFL draft. Thursday has to play out first, this according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. It sure sounds like the Panthers may see if they can get a QB in the draft, maybe Kenny Pickett, maybe Matt Corral. Recently on this update, I told you how offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo called Sam Darnold the starting quarterback, then moments later said he put his foot in his mouth. So no one is exactly sure how this thing is going to go in Carolina. If they're telling the truth, the earliest we'll see Mayfield moved there is Friday. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Atlanta Falcons could be in the mix for a first-round QB as well. The Panthers pick sixth overall in the first round. Let's finish up your Tuesday kickoff with a speed round. ESPN reported that multiple teams in the top half of the draft have inquired with others to trade back in the first round, so not a lot of teams trying to trade up at the moment. There was a pick trade on Monday, speaking of such, with the New England Patriots sending their fifth-round pick to the Houston Texans for their sixth and seventh round picks. Cincinnati Bengals head coach Zach Taylor said Monday that wide receiver T. Higgins is expected to miss offseason workouts as he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. Washington Commanders GM Martin Mayhew told reporters Monday that the organization has been having dialogue with wide receiver Scary Terry McLaurin about a new contract and staying with the Commanders. Star defensive end Chase Young is doing, and I quote, real well in his recovery from the torn ACL he suffered last season. That, according to head coach Ron Rivera. Baltimore Ravens left tackle Ronnie Stanley is on pace to be ready for 2022. Stanley had ankle surgery after just one game played in 2021. And the Pittsburgh Steelers announced that they have officially signed safety Terrell Edmonds to a one-year deal. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Tuesday, April 26th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today. It's another episode of The Oddcast. As for me, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.